that I am not a pure Vaishnava. But I like that all should tell me pure and
offer respectful obeisances.
Vaishnava, I want. I don't want that any should tell me that my bad qualities. If I have all qualities, bad qualities. But if anyone describes, then I become so furious. So by seeing all these things, I think that I am not able. And that is why Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottam Thakur, being pure devotees, far too pure devotees, they were siddha. But yet they are telling, kaam ko dhirdaas vaiya tarla sikhari. He has written a very good song. Kya chhe, keno va chhaye pran, ki sukh lagiya, Narottam das keno. Gorapahu na bhajiya mein. Very pathetic thing. But reading yet these kirtan songs, no line comes here. No repentance, nothing.
What to do?
What to do? This is thing. But I see you are serving your Guru. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Tears are falling from our eyes like signs of rain.
I see that the women in Mathura and Vrindavan, when they hear Harikatha, they begin to be so bitter. Then I think that, oh, how beautiful and how advanced they are. Certainly they are advanced. And they come to us that I am ready to give my anything to you. You should give me Krishna bhakti. And they have so much belief on us. We can cheat them and we cheat them. Oh, I am giving you Harinam and Diksha. But have you these things to give them? Then I see that I am zero cipher to give them. Sitting and blocking. What to do? If Narottam Thakur has told, he has sang a kirtan, hey, Gopinath Amita Kamera Das. He has told. He has told mithya or right. What is it? Understand? He has told mithya?
Is it fact or false?
Huh?
Is it fact or false?
I think that they have told truth. When bhakti comes and comes slowly, then all these things come. He really feels and sees his heart that no bhakti. They do comparison with Mahabhava, Srimati Radhika and Gopi's prem, and their prem is where? No prem, nothing. They are in sadhan bhakti. They really then think. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has written an explanation of any book, of commentary book of Nyaya. No? And also that Raghunath Bhatt, he has also, Raghunandan, he has written. He was in an idea that I have done it most beautiful. In whole world, this explanation is best. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also written. And they were going in a boat. He told that I have written. He told that I have written. In curiosity, he told that you should show me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him. He has nothing here to escape, shipane ki koi baat nahi thi, to conceal anything. His heart was pure, but he has something. So, when he saw and he began to be. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once knew this and fell in the Ganges. So, for Mahaprabhu it is nothing. But when we do comparison with us, that thing, then we will know that by comparison he knew that this is best and myself is so lowered. So we are doing chanting and doing everything Krishna bhajan, but when you compare with Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, in comparison we will see we are not even a particle of bhakti. Compare your bhakti with your Gurudev in any way. Can you imagine? In any way? But if you are not comparisoning, then, I am doing so and so and... When comparison comes, then we see that, where I am. When we do comparison with other who has gone up, then we will be so. And if no comparison, I am doing prachar. More than Gurudev, I am doing. I have heard that any disciple is telling that whatever Gurudev has done, we have done more than. He has gone in 50 countries, I have gone 62 countries. So when we do comparison with the devotees who are in good and best level, then we can realize. Then we will be in a position to tell the fact that if this can do, only Madhyama Adhikari. Madhyama Adhikari can
do.
This he can think like that. I am nevertheless in comparison. Third class, the Kanishtha Adhikari cannot do. Imagine. And Uttam Adhikari, he will see that all in this world, everyone greater than me. They are all my gurus. Uttam Adhikari. If he makes any disciple, initiation he gives, then he comes in middle Madhyama Adhikari. So we were discussing about
that if it comes out of the mouth, the love.
If it comes out of mouth, I love you, I cannot live without you, then it goes distinct. Bujjata. And it's a third class thing. But yet, Nayak wants to hear it very lovely and like Madhu and Amrita, nectar. Sisu tells first. And Nayaka wants to drink this nectar, that he should tell. Both are very deep. But here gopis are telling for something. They saw that Krishna is, about this, Swagatangamo mo Mahabhaga. Priya king karvani. What priya should I can do to you? Priya means? What your pleasing thing I can do to you. Karmani king, he had told that I should do, but at the same moment she became opposite. You should go. And in the verses he told in slokes, ghora sattvani veshita. Rajanya esa ghora rupa ghora sattva niveshita. In in first to second days. Here they are very learned person gopi. They saw that this what Krishna has told has two meanings. That you must not go and you must go. It depends on the mood of Bhakta who is telling upon this mood. So what Krishna is telling, they could not decide. But Krishna, because at that time Krishna was so grave. Grave means gambhir. So, but yet something gandha, smell is coming that he wants that they should not go. These things. Or Krishna is begging something in these words and they are feeling that Krishna is telling uncool to us, favorable to us. But they want that Krishna should more tell and frankly tell. So they are waiting. So this athava, or he is giving one example also. Krishna is telling to Srimati Radhika that kathora bhava bhava mridhuva pranas tamasi radhike asti nanyan chakorasya chandra lekhang vinagati. This is slope from any perhaps Bilvamangal Krishna Karanamrita. This is a slope from Krishna is telling, O Radhike, you may be kathora. Kathora means very hard. Or you may be so mridvi, madhuri, madhur, madhurmukhi. That is, whether you be Bama or Dakshina. Understanding? Bama means not hearing myself. But I am telling you are doing opposite. And you have become Manavati. And I am giving my head to your face. Yet you are not hearing, listening me. And you are going to you are not listening to us. Tum kiska in color ka hai na?
That
karke. So you may be Bama to me. But I am praying you and you are doing opposite. I want that you should stay here and you are ready to go. Or what I say and you are doing like so, dakshinya. Anything you may be. Pranas toi mai radhike. O Radhike, you are my life and soul. Whether you are Bama or Dakshina. Whether you are Kathora or Mridhi. Mridhi means komalam, very sweet. As asti na anya chakor asya chandra lekhang vinagati. There is a bird chakor who only drinks the rays of moon. Without taking the rays of moon, she will die. So the life and soul of that bird is chandra. There is a slok that nipatasi nipatati satakoti nirbharangva virachai mai dandam dina bandho dayangva ki dina bandho dayangva. The meaning is this: virachai mai dandam dina bandho dayangva. I am so kutil, so khal. Kutil, you know?
Crooked.
Or khal. Khal means so durachari and all these things. I know that I am all. Durachari, khal, nevertheless I am. But I know that without you I have no gati. Not goal.
No other goal.
Without you. Nipatat satakoti nirbharangva.
Namambha.
That if always chakur is watching towards clouds, the sky, whether vajra can come from upper side. Vajra means thunderbolt may come. And a smash that bird, or very sweet drops of Rohini Nachhatra may come, and she could drink and satisfy her pinch. Whether, So, Krishna is telling to Srimati Radhika that you are my life and soul. Whether you are Bama or Dakshina, always you are my prana adhikar. So these lovely words are to gopis. So they are thinking that how gently and how softly, how mrdu Krishna has told us this. And they are remembering. Gopis are searching Krishna when Krishna became out of outside.
When he vanished from them.
And then Kiyachare, Gati Vilas.
Lalita Gati Vilas Abal Vulhasa.
I have no memory to remember all these slopes. Gati smita prekshana bhasanadish priya priyasya prati rudha murtaya asau hanti avalastadatmika navedesu krishna bihara pitrama. Gatyanuragasmita vibhramait chitai monoramalap vihar vibhramait. These are the symptoms of gopis. And sadhak should do anusaran. Anusaran?
Remember. Anusmaran? Remembering?
Follow. Anusaran.
Follow them. They should, mane anusaran. Anusaran and follow, there are some things.
Surrender.
Anusarana means?
Follow.
There are two words, anukaran and we should do anusaran, not anukaran. Here, how Krishna is? Don't, we should imitate. According to our ability and qualification, you should follow. But never we should
imitate
anything. That how our Gurudev was has pagadi
turban.
How he has a stick, how he used to move, how he has a motor and different places here also, in Vrindavan also, Mayapur also, in Western also, and in Mantai. How their golden frame of this All to do anukaran. Vaisyasmin to any anukaran to our Gurudev. So we should try to follow according to our qualification. So here, gati, how lovely Krishna walks. They have seen Sri Bhanga Lalit of Krishna. And when Krishna stands under the shade of any kadamba tree, having the help of kadamba in his backside, and standing and smiling and
playing on
so sweet melody of Bansi and calling them with her eyes and telling everything by her eyes. Visha Krishna, they are telling. And we have gone mohagrasta, bewildered. What to do, not to do. So they have saw with their own eyes how Krishna walks beautifully and how he is lovely. And gati, smita. We can tell Krishna was smiling. But if anyone see Krishna smiling, and especially smiling, seeing towards anyone, and if she is gopi, then gopi can realize what is nectar in this hidden behind. Certainly, Krishna is wanting everything of us, and they are become ready to give anything Krishna wants. So they are telling that Kinkari, but no sulk, asul kadasika. Gati, smita, bibhramekchatayah, manoram alap. Manoram alap. Sambad with gopis. He is telling that go away from this place to your, and you should serve your husband. Gopis are telling that we are thinking that you are my soul. Very good guru. In whole world we don't see a guru like you, that you are teaching us so many good things, that to serve husband, and so deeply you are telling that if he is langda lulha, lame, he should be black, he is blind, even he has no quality, he is poor, but just white suit. Oh, so beautiful, marvelous these teachings are. So we should, we have determined in our heart that we are making you guru. And we should worship first you. Then Krishna thinks that they have defeated me, then I should tell another thing to them. So this manoralap is going between them. So, at that time, they could not think about this, how melodious it is. But when Krishna gone out of sight, they are thinking and remembering all these sins. Comes as if anything comes in the inner eyes of artist. And they get bhav murti of that what they feel. So now Krishna is oversight, so they are all remembering these manoralap and everything. And at last they became like Krishna. Oh, see, I am Krishna. How I am walking, Lalit. How I am loving you. I am Krishna. How I am smiling. How I am playing on food. See. How I am killing Putana. And all this they became. And after they become friends. So Madhurayagira, Balgubakya. What? Anything? These are balgu vakya, so madhur manohar vakya. And at last, telling all these things, they become so bewildered. Bewildered is good word.
Yes.
Bewildered. That they could not tell anything. Again, they became somewhat in knowledge. Again, became regained, restored their gyan. Then, oh, how beautiful it was when we are bewildered. By his gira, gira means by earth words. From where these words have come? All water has come from ocean. Through mag.
Clouds.
But these waters are from ocean. So the ocean is the niketan of all waters.
Shelter
of all waters. So water has come from here. So certainly there is some full nectar is there. So these are coming from the mouth of Krishna. And that is why any word comes through the mouth of Krishna, it becomes with nectar. And so lovely, and so akarsak and tasty. So if the words are have so much nectar, then we directly if will drink the nectar of his lips, then what to tell? We feel so much bewildered. And we want to be faint. A drunkard one, why drunkards take?
They want more.
More and more. Why? When they fell on the
drain,
they will see that we are
emperor of,
and we are sinking in Ganga Nadi. And so much pleasure we are. Dogs comes and worships his mouth. But yes, they know that. So they want that again said they should be bewildered like before. So they are praying this. These words of Krishna are so mixing with nectar, that every prani, everyone of this world, where there may be serpent, deer, or anyone, any pasu, pakshi,
any kind of living entity,
birds, it may be birds, all sukh and sari are doing like so. They want to hear, and they become mokra. When Krishna plays on flutes or tells anything, these cuckoo birds don't sing. They stop to sing. And all sukh and sari, all are controlled. They become muni and set up their eyes and hear. All cows and all, everything. So sweet is voice of Krishna is pleased to hear the sweet words of bhakti, especially the words of Srimati Radhika. So sweet things are what he tells is more than singing. So if she tells anything, then Krishna floats, stops to sing anything. Krishna cannot, he becomes bewildered. So how sweet is Radhika and Bhakti. So Krishna wants to hear all the nectar, and here gopis are wanting to drink the nectar of his lips, because every words are coming from his lips. So how beautiful will be the nectar of his lips. We see that in Radhika's stava or in Krishna's stava by in Gopi Govinda by Jayadeva. That was ki itna samadhya re dhira samire yamuna tire basati bane banmali basati ba bane ba banmali ba. This is anuprasa alankar in English also
alliteration, yeah.
No, acha. In Gita Govinda several things are like this. In Srimad Bhagavat also jayatite dhikam janmana braja srayati indira svasvadatrahi daita drishyatam dikshustavaka all from the paidhita sava pangvichinvate. So good thing. And we see in Radhika where Rupa Goswami has done so marvelous. Last slok of Makheswari Kriyeswari Sudheswari Sureswari Triveda Bharatiswari Pramana Satsaneswari Rameswari Chameswari Pramod Kananeswari Brajeswari Brajadhipe Siradhike Namastute. So beautiful. All Alankar, Anupras, everything is there. If Radhika will see with heart anyone sing this, Radhika at once be pleased and bestow her mercy to that person. These are called anupras, alankar in sahitya. So here they are telling that how Krishna tells everything is automatic in him. Shankaracharya also has done in Ganga Jhatpatika slok.
Devi Sureshwari Bhagavati Gange Tribhuvanatarini Sarala Tarange Shankara Mohini Vasini Vimale Mukhi Amarat
Kantra. How good thing. Go, 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 everything Ganga. So Rupa Goswami is more than him. And Srimad Bhagavat had to tell of Sukadev Goswami. Krishna has come out from his own mouth. Everything. Krishna is giving inspiration and everything is come out. So Srimad Bhagavati is so sweet. So gopis are telling, if any Buddha Manogya, Buddha Manogya, Buddha means Pandit, Vidvan. Vidvan means learned person. Here no learned person. There is no Sanskrit and they can know how to utter and all this. They are so pandit, nirukta, chanda, vyakarana, everything they know. But they cannot know all these facts. So if there is a rasik and bhav, these are here Buddha, who are rasik and they can understand the inner feelings of Krishna and gopis. They are Buddha. Gopis are Buddha. Only gopis are most mane Buddha in whole and Chetan, Jad, every Jagat gopis. There are none equivalent to them. So then and also any word Abhidha earth is Abhidha, you know, Abhidha means direct. Benjana, something hidden. And Lakshana by Tatastha Avastha. Lakshana means that Benares is on Ganga. This has been told as Lakshana, Benjana. That not on water, but by side the river Ganges. They were bathing in Ganges, not here side, but in Ganges. So Krishna has told all the slokes and all these things, which has so many meanings and very lovely meanings. And sweet word, sweet meaning, sweet to hear, everything is so sweet. Here bees, when they may be strong by body, they are called bees, but here not. Who knows everything of a rasa is actually bee. So you know everything of us, so you are bee. And you can satisfy and you can give anything what we want for rasa. So you are here bee. You have capacity, you have power to fulfill our desire. So you are bee. Here vidhikari, I have told the vidhikari meaning. Vidhikari means obedient maid servant. We have become obedient dasi by words, very sweet and melodious words. Now again we want to hear, and not only hear, we want the madhu, or that is what?
Nectar
of your lips also, from where it comes. Today you are thinking anything?
I'm remembering your instruction to either feel that we are sitting hearing Sukadeva Goswami or think that the gopis are there and we are hearing.
Well, we're with Narayana Maharaj.
You have told more than 1 hour?
Today, yes.
What is the time?
It is about 5:45.
5:45?
But we came in about 5.
But we have not lost any moment. We are explaining anyhow anything.
I think the time has stood still.
Then, what our future program?
There was some video you wanted to see?
Are you going to have a tour today?
No.
No, sir. Okay.
Because some are very willing to...
Talking, we had some talk. Those who follow Dr. Goswami Sindhu are Raganuga. All are Raganuga. And those who follow Mandi, the heart of Rupa Manjari in Rupa Goswami, are the Rupa.
After a short visit.
I just read one story, and he said that Krishna was born in Gokul, and then
What's the story?
He said Krishna was born in Gokul, but also in Mathura. And Vasudeva took that Krishna to Gokul and then he married. Is that correct?
Sanatana Goswami has told that Krishna was not born in Mathura, only in Gokul. Here, his manifestation, Vasudeva Krishna,
appeared only, not came from home. Hmm? When Devaki and Vasudev prayed Krishna, Vasudev Krishna, that if comes will hear and he will come and see you in Chaturbhuj Murti 400, then he will be so angry and he will try to kill you. So please be 200 and very little boy. When he appeared, he was at about of 16 years old, long hair, so beautiful necklaces and everything. Then, when he prayed, then the Krishna of Gokul, the son of Yashoda, at once appeared here and took Chaturbhuj in him. Then that boy was Nanda Putra. And him he carried away to Gokul. And he kept there and took away the girl.
But girl is not Subhadra though, yes?
No. Yogmaya. Yeah. Krishna Anuja. Anuja.
Younger.
Anuja mane?
Younger. Following.
No. Following Krishna. Jama Jugma.
So where was Subhadra born?
Eh?
Where was Subhadra born?
Subhadra born in Dwarka.
Dwarka? She was very young.
Dwarka or Mathura.
Uh-huh.
Mathura, when Krishna and Baldev were taken to Gokul, after Krishna and Baldev, she took
birth. Who was her mother?
Devaki.
She was the next child of Devaki?
Devaki. Darshan karayin? Bhavar. Are you going? Are you
going? Are you Maharaj? Are you going? Are you going? Are you
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Here, Krishna played on the floor with cowherd, and all the mountain was melted. And the feet of Krishna came
in the rock.
On the rock.
Impressive.
The footprint is on black stone. There is right and left both feet are there because
Shivangalali.
Like in this. Have you watched the feet like this? So in this pose they are. And there is a sign of flute. He kept after that he kept
flute. Oh, flute.
And there is also a sign of one cow's feet. Why he played on flute there? Krishna was at the age of 8. So there was Purvaraj in Gopi. Purvaraj, you know? Purvaraj?
Purvaraj.
You know? Don't you know? What he
did? Before meeting.
Before meeting. But they used to love each other. But not such love was there. So he played on the float to call the Gopi.
সবরা রাধের বলে এলাম হ্যাঁ এরে বই এতে যা হয় বলে ভাই
তো চলো বসি আমরা
সবচেয়ে পহলে নন্দ বাবা কাহাঁ
সবচেয়ে পহলে
নন্দগাঁও Why
there?
He played the flute.
Ah, and that once whole mountain was melted.
The whole mountain.
All
whole mountain.
All. And plus there are so many footprints there of cows and calves and every cow herds there. If you go like this, it will be seen. We have done like so.
And seen.
And we have.
Are there more footprints of Krishna elsewhere?
Huh?
Are there more footprints of Krishna elsewhere in different places?
Huh? So many places. In Nandagaon, in Charn Pahari, near Nandabaithak, and in so many places where he has played on floor, everything has been melted.
Is there any place where Srimati Radharani's footprint?
Yes.
Huh? In Bhatana?
Actual footprints or just some?
Actual.
Where in Bhatana?
Everywhere.
They say in Javad that there's not, it's just a stone they put. It's not the real footprint.
I will show you. Each dust of whole Vrindavan, each dust will tell you that Krishna has touched us with his feet.
Mm.
And they will tell the history and the story of all Radha and Krishna.
Mm. It's a wonderful idea.
Ah.
Lakshmi told, where have you been for so long time? Narayan was presented that where has he been. At last, he told that I have gone to Vrindavan. Why you went?